Hello and welcome back to Here Come the Sun, your weekly Connecticut Sun podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gauthier, and I'm recording on Sunday, August 11th, the final day of the 2024 Olympics. On today's episode, I'm going to do a very brief recap of the women's Olympic basketball team, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Sun practices so far during the Olympic break. This is going to be a quick episode, but very, very soon we will finally have some WNBA games to talk about, and we'll all be able to dive right back into all of watching every Sun game. So for the Olympic recap, first of all, the USA women's 3x3 team won bronze. They were coached by the president of the Connecticut Sun, Jen Rosati. So shout out to that team for winning bronze. Also want to give a shout out to assistant coach Abby Olajuwon from the Connecticut Sun. She was an assistant coach for the Nigerian women's team, who were the first African team to reach the quarterfinals in basketball, men's or women's. So shout out to her and that team. You can also learn a little bit more about her and her journey to the Olympics in an interview that she did on the Connecticut Sun's official podcast, Keep Shining. And I'll link to that episode in the notes. And what we've all been waiting for, Alyssa Thomas and the U.S. Olympic basketball team won gold earlier today in a very, very close game, beating France by 1 point. And it literally came down to one shot that ended up from Gabby Williams that ended up being a foot on the line. Ended up being a two, USA wins it. I'm not going to dive too deep into the Olympic team, one, because I watched those, again, from that fan point of view. I was not, analyzing these games. I wasn't taking notes. I was just excited and watching them like anyone else. But, a few things I noticed, just that Alyssa Thomas was a great fit with this team in her first time playing in the Olympics. It really seemed like throughout their run, whenever Team USA just needed a physicality boost, a hustle boost, they would bring in AT. And you saw it in that gold medal game earlier today where, USA basketball basically couldn't buy a rebound in that first quarter. The first quarter was tough, honestly, for both teams. It was, you could say it was a bunch of defense. I think that's true, but I think also the offense was just off to a sloppy start for the USA team. But Alyssa Thomas comes in immediately, gets a rebound, what they've been looking for, gets an assist early on in that quarter too to Brittany Griner in the paint, gets fouled on a drive, scores one for herself. So, I think that she was a big part in helping that team get back on track. She didn't play very many minutes in this game, so her actual box score numbers don't look outrageously good. They're not the numbers we're used to seeing for Alyssa Thomas. She finished the game with 3 assists, 2 rebounds. She was a +7. She only played for a little over 9 minutes, so she didn't feature heavily, but again, I think she was a really big part of getting back on track late in the first when things were just not working well in the first quarter, and also continuing that into the second quarter where she, was more heavily featured during that time. So she was really great. I loved seeing the photos of Alyssa Thomas and Dawana Bonner in the with the gold medal after the game. I really hope that DB was able to rest up and that Alyssa Thomas gets to rest ahead of the return to the WNBA season. In other Alyssa Thomas news, she's also going to be headed to the Maryland Athletics Hall of Fame. So the accolades just keep coming, and hopefully Alyssa Thomas will get to add a WNBA championship to her list of accomplishments for this season. Getting back to the Sun, so the rest of the team's putting in the work in Connecticut. They released a bunch of videos and photos on social media. They did some team bonding trips. Looks like they went sailing. They did a little top golf. Could have been just a regular driving range, but it looked like they did some top golf and had some fun there. But they've also obviously been practicing as a team. Marina Mabry is in Connecticut officially. She jumped right into the team. I read a really great piece from Emily Adams in The Current talking about Mabry's intro to the team, and I'll, of course, link to that in the show notes. One thing that Emily pointed out is that Mabry is from New Jersey, so she's really feeling right back at home on the East Coast, which is great. She apparently the first thing she did was go get a clam chowder, which as a native Bostonian, I find that deeply relatable, despite the fact that it's been so hot in New England this past month. But shout out to her for going to get that. She also said that the East Coast does sandwiches the best, something about the bread being toasted better here than elsewhere. And to be honest, I've not really had many sandwiches while I've been traveling outside of the East Coast, so I'll have to try that soon, and I'll be sure to report back to everybody on my review on sandwiches, the sandwich experience outside of the Northeast. Mabry also talked a bit about playing with Dejanay Carrington. You know, the two had a, I would say, mildly heated exchange in a game earlier this season when Mabry was still playing for the Chicago Sky. But, you know, these women are professionals, and, you know, like everyone really thought, Mabry said that, you know, she got frustrated because Carrington's a really good defender and she's tough to play against. And it seems like Marina Mabry is just really excited to be playing alongside Carrington instead of having to play against her. So that'll be good. A little bit of other team news that I saw is that Tiffany Mitchell has missed a lot or maybe all of the training camp due to an illness. Emily Adams on Twitter said that Tiffany Mitchell might be out for the game against Dallas on August 16th. So that'll be something to look for and see. Hopefully she can get back with the team soon and hopefully she recovers well. Looking ahead, we finally have some WNBA basketball to watch. I've been enjoying watching the Olympics. I really have, but I'm excited to be able to, you know, get back to rooting for our team and not having to cheer for all the stars from all the other teams that I normally want to lose against us. So I'm excited to be watching WNBA basketball again and watching the Sun. The Sun are going to take on the Dallas Wings on Friday, August 16th at 9:30 p.m. And then they're also going to take on the Atlanta Dream on Sunday, August 18th. The first home game will be against the LA Sparks on Tuesday, August 20th. And it's a home game asterisk because they're going to be playing at the TD Garden, Boston. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be close to home for me. It'll be a much quicker drive back home than it normally is headed down to Mohegan Sun. And I talked a bunch about that game with the voice of the Connecticut Sun on NBC Sports Boston, Brendan Glasheen, on our last episode. Listening back to that episode, if you haven't already heard it, to get a little bit of a preview of the upcoming event that's happening there. And also ahead of the game, the Sun are hosting like a weekend full of events leading up to the game in Boston. So they've got a youth sports festival at the New Balance track. They've got a watch party in Fenway for the game against Atlanta. And they've also got a block party before the game on Tuesday night, like right outside the TD Garden. So you can go there and go outside and like enjoy a bunch of like a fan fest outside, basically. You can learn more about that on the Sun's website. I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well. And I know this was quick, but that's really it for me. You know, we've not had not a lot of team news. Starting next week, I'll have some games to go back over. We'll have news. And so we'll be right back on to our normal schedule. But wanted to give a quick episode just to, you know, once again, shout out Alyssa Thomas and Team USA for winning the Olympic gold. Very excited for them. Very excited to have watched the Olympics. I've really enjoyed it. I hope everyone has been able to watch and maybe find a new sport that you didn't know that you loved watching. I know that I have, and I'm also really looking forward to watching the Paralympics later this month. So make sure you're tuning into that as well. Thank you, as always, for listening to this episode. And if you like the show, please make sure that you are subscribed wherever you get podcasts, including YouTube, so that you never miss an episode. Also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It really does genuinely help other Sun fans find the show. And remember that I want to hear from you. You can leave us a voicemail at 617-903-7683, and you can hear your voice on the show, whether it be a celebration after a game, whether it's just some thoughts about the team, or anything else that you want to share with the Here Come the Sun community. I will be sure to play your voicemail on the show, so do give us a call. As always, you can always connect with us on social media at ctsunpod, or you can email us at ctsunpod@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all again next week here on Here Come the Sun.